Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello, everybody. It's the Bob of the Love Sponge after show with me, Anna, Lummy, and Blitz.
They're gone.
You got the hiccups?
No, they're gone.
Did you SMD? You know, that's an urban legend how to get rid of it.
Oh, yeah? Where'd you hear that? Never heard that before.
But did you hear S&D makes you get rid of the hiccups?
Yeah, it cures a lot of stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
Cure all.
All your ailments that you have on it could probably be...
Oh, really?
What problems do you have? I'll tell you how to fix them.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, I...
SMD.
Or, no, actually, S your D. Well, yeah. S your man's D.
Right, well, yeah.
Yeah. No.
That's implied. I mean, you know, that's part of the script.
So Anna tapped out. We didn't really get a chance to talk about it.
Yeah, we didn't.
On today's big show, but we should probably cover it.
Probably should.
Were you rolling with a boy or a girl yesterday when you
tapped? Well, both, but I tapped a chick.
You did?
Yeah, I've never tapped a boy before.
Tap a chick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Me too.
So disguise said chick, if you will.
Disguise her?
Disguise her, yes.
I'm sorry. Describe her. I got like 10 things going on.
Disguise
Birch Cricks wants me to get her a fucking UR code.
UR code.
For a return on a hard drive that her son dropped. It's just fucking bullshit. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
I was thinking
about...
Gigabyte,
gigabyte.
I was thinking about...
Oh, no.
That's one I know, but you can go with the other one, too.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
That's never good.
You know, like
if you'd say, hey, guess what? I won the fucking lottery. Oh, no. Like, nothing's good after oh, no.
Mm-mm.
Right?
No.
There's just nothing that can be, you know, good with that. So you had a girl.
I did have a girl.
Is she a... Now, you're... let me see if I'm... If I'm
bad bitch? Yeah, go ahead.
You're a five-striper now?
Four. I have a picture of me getting the stripe, but it's not a good one, and I think there was a professional photographer there, so I'm, like, waiting for that album to drop.
Why wouldn't you just ask somebody to videotape it? Because, you know, we're in the big-time content.
I wasn't expecting to get one, Bubba. So I was there just thinking, like, oh, it's going to be a bunch of people who tested for their stripes. And it turned out they just gave me one for, like, essentially just coming to class and being consistent.
Well, that's bullshit.
Okay.
I mean... Blitz, when you're giving stripes out for martial arts, you're supposed to be because you're kicking somebody's ass.
Well, I guess I am.
Making progress.
Yeah, but I am making progress. I think that the stripes are, I don't want to say BS, but that's kind of more like time put in, whereas the belts are like you're actually good enough
to get
progressed.
How many stripes do you have to have on your white?
Five.
And you're at what?
Four.
All right. So you're gonna get another stripe here probably in the next year.
Well, I'm thinking probably next few months.
Yeah.
Okay,
and then you get promoted to blue. Yeah, I think I'll probably get, hopefully, God willing, I'll get my blue belt within a year.
So by like maybe my birthday?
Hopefully, yes.
You would be blue.
I don't think they have a belt ceremony then, so it'd probably be next July.
So like blue.
There's one in December, but I don't think I'm going to be a blue by December.
What if you were?
I know, but I don't know.
You feel like they're kind of like maybe...
I just don't feel like I'm very good.
Progressing you a little fast for the PR, maybe?
Yeah, but I always doubt myself, which I need to stop doing. But yesterday, I gained a little bit of confidence because I'm like, I think I'm actually better than I think I am.
Well, I think you are. I mean, from you fucking munting on me that day.
Yeah.
God. I mean, you got a lot of tensile strength.
My back is very strong, and that
That's what
really
Blitz
helps.
Says. Blitz says he can blast the shit out of that back.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And then he's trying to fucking. He said that your headboard needs airbags.
Thank you. I think
he's trying to damage your cartilage between your spine. He's blessed.
My God.
Now can I? May I?
Go ahead. What do you want to know about his penis?
No, I'm asking. May I ask an inappropriate question?
Of course.
Concerning you two.
Yes.
What? And Blitz, you can override it. You can say, Blitz, like you can say, don't say.
Okay.
No,
I'm,
I won't.
I'm going to ask the question. I'm going to ask the question, and then Blitz, you give it the approval as to whether she can answer, okay? Because I'm being totally respectful. But, like, what's your favorite position?
Mine?
No, hers.
But you have to sign off on it.
But you have to approve that she can answer it. If that's a little too much, then I understand. And I not only do I understand,
right, as long as she doesn't talk about the dungeon and the chains and stuff, then anything else is okay.
Okay. And the ball gag.
Yeah. I won't mention ball gag, really.
Whip, ball gag, chains, all
dungeon.
That. Spikes.
Yeah. I won't mention any
rape,
of that.
Rape, role play.
Yep.
Intruder.
Mm-hmm. Whopper.
All that.
Yeah.
Okay. So all that's off the table, Blitz.
Yeah.
Just strict position only. Anna, Blitz has given you permission to answer that question.
Well, I mean, I said I don't care. If she doesn't want to answer, then that's up to her.
So he's cool with it. If you're cool with it, then we got a double Coolidge here.
Yeah. You
know, like, there should be no issues at all.
Yeah.
okay. I mean,
Okay.
If you don't want to talk, I mean, you know.
But I'll tell you.
Okay. You want me to guess?
Yes.
May I guess?
Yes, you may.
Okay. I kind of think that you might like the standard missionary with him because he's so tall and he could get a lot of leverage up on in it.
That's a fan favorite, but not my favorite.
Oh, okay. Then I would say that Doggy probably wouldn't be your fan favorite because he's so tall and it's tough for him to tabletop you. With him, you know.
Yeah, like, perhaps. I would say that my favorite position is probably girl on top.
You have bad reception. You felt like
you are like breaking
up. Like you didn't want to say it. Like
no,
like,
I didn't.
All right. I can see you like to be on top.
Yeah, I think a lot of women do.
I do too. That's
because less work for you.
That's my favorite position. And I got certain little pivot points where I can, you know, move the hips around and get like the most amount of pressure.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like if you take, like you can just really get creative on top. You can really get to some spots and some areas with a girl on top that aren't attainable other ways.
Yeah, right, just I like it. It always helps me party.
It always helps you party. Is that how you usually party?
Yeah.
Okay. Blitz, same question over to you, bud. Like, you know. And
probably,
by the way, this is a question open to everyone. I have to answer it, and so do you, Lummy. Yep. And Rhett, you do. I don't know if Rhett's even sexually active.
Oh my God.
He's a virgin. He's a virgin.
Okay.
Probably like her on her back on the hood of Gus.
What the hell?
Oh, I guess that's happened.
Hold on. Her on her back on the hood of her car.
Yeah.
You hate my car.
Wow. That's why he wants to grudge F you on
it. Right.
Wow.
Okay.
That would be. The way you blurted that out, Blitz, one would think that you have done that before.
Many times. Have you seen all those dents on that thing?
Yeah.
No wonder she laughed.
Anna, giggled. What do you say?
I broke the hubcaps. It wasn't Lummy.
Anna, have you been taken on the hood of your car?
Not recently.
Oh, wow.
What?
Too hot. But yes,
you have
Blitz
been,
and I have made sweet,
colitis?
Sweet love.
You guys have colloidus?
We have colloidus.
Yeah, we colloidus.
You have colloidus?
Yeah. We made some colloidal silver
Toyota
on the
Camry.
Hood.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, we have.
Now, was that on your back and him, you know?
Yes.
Okay. Phenomenal. Rhett, over to you.
Wow.
His name is
DeFilthy.
DeFilthy.
Hey, DeFilthy, are you over there?
Yeah.
How does DeFilthy like to fuck?
His hand?
That almost sounds like a rap song.
Left hand or right hand?
Yeah, left or right hand, buddy.
I mean, like, are you currently seeing anybody, DeFilthy?
I plead the fifth.
Oh, that means, you know what that means, Blitz? I'm a fucking senior coxman. That means you might be working.
Is that what it means?
That means, I am a senior coxman. Would you, Blitz, out of all of us, would you not say that I'm
Oh,
probably
no, you
the,
are for sure.
The
yeah,
senior
yeah, yeah.
elder
do
coxman?
Really,
do we believe Rhett is a senior coxman?
Hold on. No, I'm giving you my opinion as a senior
cop. Oh, okay. I thought you meant to say that means he thinks. Okay.
Why he answered that way, as a senior coxman, I can sniff through it. The average guy cannot.
Okay.
And he has a couple that he's working, and they may listen to the show.
Sure.
So if he leaves it open-ended like that, then he can say that he was talking about them to several different girls.
Sure.
Right.
May or may not be true.
There's no fucking chick he's messing with that's listening to this show. I don't know what you're talking about.
That's also true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think anybody wants to meet Rhett? Like, you think even Rhett has any fans by now? I know Jackson sent me a scathing text yesterday about Rhett.
Are you serious?
What the fuck?
Yeah. Well, I heat with Jackson?
All
you got to do is get those clips from the old Howard show when Scott was talking about how Jackson was his intern. He was a piece of shit back then, too.
All right. Well, stop, everybody, please.
Oh, can I go there now?
No. He
poor Rhett.
Poor everybody.
Poor everyone, yes. Yeah. Poor Jackson.
Okay, back to Rhett fucking. How you like to fuck?
Yeah, like when you were involved in a relationship with a woman that made you quit the show, how did you like to fuck?
Good old-fashioned back shots. You get the job done.
The good old-fashioned what?
What?
Back shots, doggy style.
Yeah, he likes it on his back.
Yeah.
He likes to get shot in the back.
Back shots? What does that
mean? Back shot. Another term for doggy style.
Oh, back shot.
Shots from the back.
No, nobody calls it that.
A lot of people call
it
that.
Well, he's a young guy.
The Filthy does.
Yeah, the Filthy. He likes back shots.
Well, I'm catching all kinds of heat from my Facebook page post yesterday of my kank.
Ew! Ew!
So I put it
up. How are you getting heat over your hurt ankle?
Oh, they're like, yeah, that's not an injury. It's called fat, you know.
No.
Oh, Jesus, come on.
Can't you see that the
black
blood.
Black and blue.
Yeah, you fuckers. Can't you ever be nice?
Yeah,
Jesus.
Christ.
Can't even see the ankle.
But for as much as they like me, they hate me. They I don't know. It's an interesting dichotomy that we have. They love Lummy. Lummy could go out and murder a family of four tomorrow and it'd be okay.
So what's your favorite fuck position?
Rhett?
No, he said it already. The back shot. What about you?
I'm asking Lummy first.
Oh. Latin Whopper. Back shot. I actually like the back shot.
Yeah. I like a straight little missionary position.
When you get to be the man.
When I get to be the man and enter the vagina, I like to be on top and just control
everything. I like it when I get to be the man.
I like it when I get to be in the vagina. Yeah. No. Put your hands in the air and put your butt waving around like it just doesn't care.
That's right. I can control the
speed.
So
you like kind of like Little House on the Prairie, Missionary Willie. It's kind of like what you like.
Oh, yeah. It sounds like he likes with a little bit more spice.
Yeah.
Like feet up in the air sort of thing.
Legs behind the head.
Oh, that's Jesus.
I like that too.
Just yeah,
a straight,
too.
You know, blasting and jackhammer into it.
Yep.
Okay, easy.
Oh, sorry.
I kind of like.
He likes the Heisman.
I like the hips. I mean, I'm sorry. I like the I like the ankles on either side of the ear. You can really get some good, you know.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Gription on that deal.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
You can, and being a bigger guy, you can kind of stretch him out a little bit.
Like exactly.
Kind of, yeah.
In a violent kind of deal.
Yep.
I like girl on top, but I also like gorilla. Like sometimes the only time I can finish is with a gorilla.
Oh.
It seems to just kind of put everything a little. It just some. You know what it is? It's primitive. I kind of like how primitive.
I like it when one girl's on top, one girl's on my face, one girl's looking at my balls, and the other one's just standing there ready to go.
I couldn't do four. I could do two girls, maybe.
Yeah.
But even at that point, I feel like somebody's left out, and you got like some jealous deals going down. You know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that you know, ever really works out.
No.
So just with one girl.
Yeah, you just got to stick with one girl.
There you go. Right.
Trying
catch
to,
you.
Right. New concept for me.
Yeah.
So yeah, I like girl on top a lot because if you is that a chase that's going on right now? Or
no,
is that
they
footage?
they keep showing.
I know.
Someone.
I was wondering what that was.
There was a good one in Indiana, I think.
Was there? Well, those Indiana boys can drive now. You know.
Oh, they had like I think 14 cop cars.
Oh, these are like Border Patrol chasing people jumping the border and stuff.
Have you guys seen that guy's YouTube channel where he's a bounty hunt, a bondsman in California,
mm-mm.
And he goes after these guys that have skipped bond? And at that point, Blitz, I think the bondsman, if you've skipped bond and you missed your court date, I think it's the bondsman's. He can act as law enforcement and come arrest you.
It's like a citizen's arrest. They're not lawmen.
Yeah, no, they are. They are.
In California they are?
I think so.
Hmm.
And I think that they can take you in by any means.
Wow.
Check that out, though. Maybe I should ask Old Girl. Hey, Alexa, can bondsmen arrest you and take you in?
Here's something I found on the web. According to TribuneNablog.com, the one time a Florida bail bondsman can apprehend and arrest you is when you don't present up at your scheduled courtroom day.
There you go. So, Blitz, it says a bondsman can arrest you if you skip bond.
And you can pursue them into a dwelling to make the arrest.
Yeah, like you can, because this guy comes out gun-drawn.
Yeah, they have different laws than police, but they still have to, like, go by some laws.
No. They do have some laws, but I think at the end of the day, like, this guy draws down on them. Like, this guy draws the fuck down on you and will tell you, I will shoot you, because all these guys think that they're not dealing with a real lawman. And so when this guy shows up to take him in, they're like, fuck you. We're not coming in, bitch. You know, what are you? Johnny ran a cop, and he's like, no, I have the authority to arrest you. And you missed your hearing on last Wednesday. And they're like, yeah, what about it? And like, well, you know, now we can do this one of two ways. The guy always says this. He goes, we can do this one of two ways. You can be a gentleman, let me handcuff you, ride in the back of my car, take you back to jail, rebook you, and I'll get you out later today. Or you can be a dick, and me and my boys are going to take you in, but we're not going to help you get back out, and you're going to be in there a week. Most of them come. Most of them, like, okay, let me see. I can go with this guy, and he promises to get me out later today, or I can fucking fight. But most of these hillbillies fight. And this one guy, Anna, was like a black belt. And I wish I could play it. It'd be a copyright violation. But this one guy was a black belt, okay?
And so they
jiu-jitsu.
Oh, okay.
And so they get, he's real wiry. He has like, they got like three guys on him.
Yeah.
And he's super wiry. Well, they finally get him handcuffed in the back. And they get him his hands behind his back. But while he's doing that, he gets him in an arm bar with his legs. And almost gets him to tap out, and then he gets on his back and he's fighting these guys with his legs like a little fucking spider.
That's awesome.
So
I need to check it out.
Yeah. But I think Bales Bondsman, isn't that what the dog, the bounty hunter?
Yeah,
is?
But he couldn't carry a gun, so he had pepper spray.
He couldn't carry a gun because he was a felon.
Yeah, he had pepper spray and tasers.
Right.
But I think they have, like, if you were a bondsman, Blitz, you could be fully fucking armed.
Yeah, you have to be, like, licensed or whatever, like, once you get the bondsman license.
Right. But this guy that I watch on his YouTube channel, he's got a gun,
mm-hmm.
he's got a taser, he's got airsoft, he's got pepper spray, he's got a baton, he has this AR-15 Blitz that shoots airsoft bullets at you. He'll start lighting you up with that first.
Okay.
And then if you're not compliant, then he'll tell you he's going to bring his taser out. And then usually most people can't get through the taser. Most people drop like a fucking bag of potatoes when you hit them with the taser. Unless they're on angel dust or some type of drugs.
Mm.
I have seen some videos where the fucker pulled the prongs right out.
Yep. I've seen that as well.
But you know, it's
usually on PCP or something.
They just rip them out.
Yep.
Like, oh, shit. That's when you go to something a little bit more stopping, right?
Like a gun.
I wonder what the rule is if you tase the guy and he rips him out. Like, I think you probably have to at that point.
Well,
go,
if you've exhausted all resources, you kind of have to resort to a gun to protect yourself and other people. So, yeah.
I mean, Blitz, that wouldn't, not that you got to shoot the guy, but if you would draw your weapon at that point, that certainly by all means would be.
Oh, yeah,
I mean,
you should.
I mean, if you got a guy that's on angel dust and you fucking tase him, he rips the probes out.
Mm-hmm.
That might justify the shotgun or something. Boy, Anna, you are having sneezing and regurg.
Yes,
I need sneeze blitz.
What do you? What do you need? What do you?
I think it's because I had too much dairy. I'm sorry.
Did you?
It got me all. What do you call it?
Verklempt.
No, that's
snooter.
Not snooter. I'm all snootered out.
Snootered.
I think so.
Yeah, that's what my mom calls snooter. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you kind of got like a film amongst your nasal
phlegm.
Cavity.
Yeah, it's nasty. I'm trying to wash it down.
It's snooter.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. So how about some apple cider vinegar? That'll go right through it. Is any of you guys ever drinking or drank or drunk or whatever fuck hour apple cider vinegar itself?
I did for a few days, like a couple years ago, but that's I couldn't handle it.
Yeah, I do. I do occasionally.
Pretty good for digestion, I hear.
Oh, but Blitz, it's tough to get through, isn't it? Like,
They make one that has honey now with it, which is pretty good.
Oh, yeah, whatever.
You can just take like a shot of it a day. Some people swear by it.
Yeah.
No, well, some people swear by it.
Oh, hold on. I think Rhett does.
Hold on. Let's put the...
No, you
didn't name them correctly, Blitz.
DeFilthy.
Oh, DeFilthy.
Yeah. DeFilthy. Are you one of those guys that does slugs of it? What?
No, when I was younger, though, I had
when you were developing DeFilthy?
Yeah, I was in high school.
When you were Lil Filth?
Yes.
When you were Lil Filth?
Before you're doing back shots?
All right, yeah. So when you were Lil Filth, say it.
So I had gotten...
No, you didn't say it.
Lil Filth. Lil Filth.
So you gotta say, when I was Lil Filth.
When I was Lil Filth, I got my first big boy job, which was $10 an hour. And
hey, how much more you're making here?
Yeah, I know.
way to remind him.
Well, they had mentioned that they may or may not be drug testing, and I had just recently started, partaking.
Getting high as fuck. Say high as fuck.
So...
Say that part too.
You have to say it.
Oh, I was getting high as fuck. I was getting high as fuck.
All right. Cool.
I still get high as fuck.
All right. But cool. You are high as fuck.
I am currently high as fuck. But
man, what other job? You couldn't work cocks this high, could you?
Well,
no, not necessarily.
Yeah, I mean, like,
you weren't allowed to.
Yeah, I couldn't talk about it.
Yeah.
The people that work at cocks and want to get high, where do they go? Like here?
The parking lot?
Yeah.
Do they really? I mean, do they allow that?
Step outside in the hallway with a vape pen for 30 seconds?
Some of the company's business. What do you do outside?
I know, but like if you come smelling in like weed, do they like, here, I don't care. Like what?
Well, Rhett and I probably weren't working like peak hours. So a lot of the administrators and salespeople weren't there.
Right.
AKA no one was there.
Exactly.
Right. Nighttime.
Exactly.
Right.
Just us and the janitorial staff.
All right. So when you were a little filthy.
When you were
partaking in your first job, you thought that they made drug tests, and somebody said, man, if you start fucking hitting this shit, it burns it right on out to zero.
Exactly. I was a little paranoid mess the day before the interview where it was supposed to happen, and so I just chugged like half a liter of it. It was disgusting.
Oh my God. By itself?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Not supposed to do that much.
Did you have to test?
No, I didn't. I was pissed. I almost wanted to test.
I almost want you to test now. Let's get you a piss test. Of course, the results doesn't matter. But like, have you do that same thing and see if indeed.
But that's the good stuff right there.
Yeah, this is like Like if you're going to do the apple cider regiment, this is the stuff that you got to buy right here.
Correct.
It just sucks. It's so expensive.
Who was that with the stars a minute ago?
Oh, that was Shane Williamson. Twinkle, twinkle. That was in Twinkle Twinkle.
Which, by the way, we're going to figure out the stars. We got the Venmo figured out. We got the Cash App figured out. We got the PayPal figured out. And we have till September 1st. You have till September 1st to qualify for BARP. Matthew Hoxie from South Carolina qualified today. I think he's a Venmo guy. Now, Blitz, it has to have the words like something from the mother, right? It's like word to the mother or something like that on there. They have to have
on
the
what?
Word. When you're looking for apple cider vinegar, it has to have word to your mother on there.
Mother of vinegar.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, I was going to say. Snoop Dogg selling fucking vinegar
now? I know that there's something about the mother. It has to be a mother. Has to be mother.
Yeah, because it consists of strands of proteins, enzymes, and friendly bacteria.
Right. But if you're getting apple cider vinegar that doesn't come from the mother, then you're getting kind of some cheap shit.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you're getting the crap.
You got to get the Bragg organic apple cider. Word to your mother. You got to get
that. Is this something you're gonna start doing, or what
no,
brings this up?
No, I tried it and it's the worst shit ever. I bought some apple cider vinegar pills.
Yeah, I've done that before.
And I did some extensive ACV. I did some extensive Blitz research on it. I really did, and it said the quantities that you would need to do to be equivalent to a liquid apple cider vinegar regimen. And they're like, the pills are just as good.
Now, was this something you did recently?
I do it currently.
Oh, okay. So you're doing the pills then?
I'm doing the pills.
Okay. I bought some a while back. I never really.
And was it through your, did you research it? And the pills, they say the pills are just as good as shit.
From what I read, like the pills aren't quite as good, but they're like, look, if it's the difference is you'll do the pills versus not drink this, like, you know, if you're going to actually take the pills, then that's way better than nothing.
Right.
Do you still have your liquid?
John Costica? John Costica, $100.
Oh, nice.
On the Venmo at the Bubba Army. Thank you. Cash App, the same thing. Who? What'd you say? Let me
do. Do you still have the liquid? The
no,
bottle?
No. Oh,
I was gonna say I'll buy it after 50% off.
No, uh-uh. No. But what I have been, I used to do, and I maybe start doing again, is I used to get the aloe, straight aloe juice.
Yeah, I used to do that.
Yeah.
They sell all kinds of aloe stuff now, though.
You know, and it was supposedly good.
Yeah, you just got to make sure. I stumbled upon
something. You have to get the word to the mother kind, too, on that?
Yeah, I stumbled upon something recently that, like, a lot of the aloe juices, that even the ones that have, like, the chunks of aloe in it, aren't real aloe.
Ew.
No, you got to get some primitive-looking shit. It comes in a white jug, and it kind of tastes like water, but it has a little tension.
You used to get the stuff that was like in a square jug, kind of.
Well, no, that's like grocery store aloe juice, and it's all sugary and shit like that. If you're going to buy real aloe juice, it's not necessarily as glamorous or as good-tasting. That shit that we used to get was, you know, like...
In the big white square. I know that you could get it in the like colored square things.
But the real ones comes like in plain white jugs with a real kind of plain level. And says, you know, like, I forget what kind of aloe.
Real aloe juice?
Real aloe juice.
Miracle of aloe.
Yeah, I think maybe that's it. Hold on. And I used to take it for my throat. No, that's kind of...
Is it?
Commercial. Yeah. Yeah, that's
that's not white jug.
No, this is...
No, there's some shit that's like more...
Fruit of the Earth?
Yes.
Yeah, that came with like the little square white
Fruit
jugs.
Fruit of the Loom.
They were like square gallon jugs.
Yes.
Yeah, you used to have those all the time.
Right. Matt Anderson, 50 on the Venmo. Thank you so very much. Brian Petroni, just seeing if Regina and I can get in for an appearance anytime soon. Hope you're well. Hey, he needs to call the show. Call the show now, please. Hey, fuck you guys for everybody I've been texting. Have you noticed I don't do hey anymore?
Yeah.
Or do I do hey? I thought I texted you this weekend and I did.
Yes. No, I texted you first and then.
Oh, okay.
You just responded. Yes.
Yeah, those are the square jugs I was talking about.
These are this is the real aloe. Mm-hmm. Like, this is what you really need. It's not too bad either.
No, you can get it at Publix.
$9 for 128 ounces. No.
Yeah. See, the other stuff that you thought I was talking about, that's like in the Spanish foods aisle.
Yeah. This here, Anna, because I talk a lot and sometimes I get a sore throat, if I would hit like maybe like a 2 or 3 ounce shot of that, which it doesn't taste bad at all, would really, really help me.
I think that's pretty popular in Asian diets. They drink a lot of aloe vera juice and shit like that.
And Spanish, too. Spanish love aloe.
Yeah.
I'm going to order some of this and have it. And I used to take hordes just hits off of it.
Yep.
Makes you poop, too.
Yeah, you used to leave that like in your fridge, and then every now and then you just open it up and sip off
and
the jug.
And take a hit off of the deal. This could be the baby face right here.
It's not.
Oh. Hello?
Hey. He is.
Hi, buddy.
Hey, guy.
Who's this?
This is Adam Holmes.
What's up, Adam Holmes?
Hey, buddy.
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you? What's going on? You listening to the show?
How's your mom?
No, I'm not listening to the show. The show's off until... Okay. Here's my... I don't have a complaint.
Hold on.
But...
Buddy. Why would you call the show if we're not on the air? Don't you know that we are on the air somewhere? Do you know where we are?
You know I got a big dick, 8 inches, I can shut down your throat when I talk to you?
Okay, try it.
Okay, well, my mouth...
That's the guy I want to talk to.
My mouth is
wide
open.
Stop fucking being a dickhead to people and let people talk on how they want to talk. Let me tell you something, motherfucker. You guys ain't all you want to be.
No, you're right. You're exactly right on that. No, hold on. Let me just stop you. You're right on that. I ain't near what I want to be. I like to be in shape, big dick, a lot of money. I ain't got any of that.
You ain't got a big dick. You ain't got no.
That's what I fucking
you
said.
You wouldn't be on the fucking air.
I said I don't have a big dick. I wish I did.
Well, okay. Well, then get off, and I don't want to talk to you. I want to talk to Blitz.
All right, Blitz is right here. Go ahead.
What?
All right. What the fuck is going on, dude? Why you want to talk to people and treat them down like they're nothing? Look, we made this fucking Bubba Army, so can we just at least treat people like they're human. I know people get upset and they treat people like shit.
Right, hold on,
wait,
can
I finish?
What the fuck are you talking about?
Stop being a dick to everyone.
Buddy, can you just give us an example of what
you're
mad
talking about?
First of all, tell us your first name, and secondly, tell us what you're mad about. Give
exactly.
us.
I'm Adam fucking Holmes.
Yeah, Adam Holmes,
that's
Bubba.
What you want to know?
All right, Adam Holmes. Now, what are you mad about, buddy?
Why are you so mad?
Well, first of all, you're kicking people out of chat. First
it
of
wasn't,
all,
that wasn't me. Just so we're clear, that
yeah,
wasn't
that
me.
That might have been Iggy.
I'm not kicked out of chat.
Iggy runs a fucking tight
I'm
ship.
I'm not kicked.
Iggy
I'm not kicked out of chat.
Iggy runs a tight fucking ship.
So what are you
ship?
Talking about? Getting kicked Iggy out of fucking chat? What are you talking about?
I'm not kicked out of chat.
All right, but you're drunk. But you are drunk.
You are drunk driving.
You are drunk. You are drunk as fuck though right now, and you're probably.
I'm hiking, you stupid fuck. So shut up.
Okay. All right.
Who the fuck is this talking? Yeah. I want to know who this old guy's talking.
That's you.
The old guy's talking is you. The other guy's Bubba.
Yeah, I mean the old guy that sounds old and you know stupid.
Oh,
as
incoherent
shit,
as you
with a small dick and fucking frustrated in life because he's worried about some stupid fucking radio show. That's you.
Well,
me.
Look, it's like this. It's like this, man. We built this fucking army for ourselves. We don't need you guys.
We built this army. We built this army on Bubba.
I just have
a parody
on,
for you right
hold
now.
On. I'm one cousin for this guy. What the fuck are you talking about?
What's wrong, buddy?
My problem is you're all depleting the Bubba army.
My problem is your cell phone connection. It sucks.
How? Wait, what the fuck are you talking
because
about?
Because you keep deleting people. What? Because the guy put a fucking wig on his head and he gave you a picture? That's the first thing.
I didn't delete that guy. He's part of the Hall of Fame.
He's still on there.
Yeah, but you didn't. You didn't put him in the Hall of Fame because you deleted him.
No, he's still in the Hall.
He's actually still on the wall right
now.
Buddy,
if you look right over Anna's right shoulder, and he's right there on the second row.
So
first
put
guy,
everybody back in chat and stop fucking around. That's all I want. Stop fucking around. Don't be idiots. You ain't no better than anybody else.
He's right there.
We made this fucking army. You didn't. You made it. You
Hold
started
on.
It.
Yeah,
on.
Bubba, you didn't make this
I
fucking
did,
army.
But, buddy, I did make this army. It's my army.
It's called Bubba Army, you idiot.
I did. I mean, I'm not trying to be a dick, buddy, but I did invent and make this army. It's kind of about me, buddy. Oh, okay.
He's mad because Iggy banned him in chat because he kept giving his own phone number out saying he was going to kick Iggy's ass and all this other stuff in chat. So.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. Go ahead and work on that one.
Right.
Iggy will fuck you up.
So... If that's what he means.
Chill out, buddy.
Yeah, he's usually in YouTube, YouTube chat.
I'm excited.
Talk all kinds of good stuff, right, Lummy?
Yes, he talks very highly of the show all the time.
I'm going to get me some of this aloe vera. Cheap as fuck. You got to get fruit of the earth, though. You do. Anna, you want to start doing an aloe vera
regimen? Yeah, absolutely. I'd like to take a shot of aloe vera.
Every morning we'll do our little shot.
At 10.
At 10.
She can't do it before then. It'll mess up her fast.
Yeah, 10. At 10.
Okay.
Right before you live, but like, Anna, are we going to do our little healthy shot?
Yup, let's do it.
Our little grass gimmick?
Yep.
Aloe
I like
vera.
This new healthy Bubba.
We'll get a little Dixie cups. You know, pium pium. You get yours. I get mine.
Cheers.
Yeah.
And that sounds good to me.
There you go.
Perfect. Whew. Oh, Reagan is definitely locked in for $199.
Oh, that's this Texting. Friday.
Yeah.
On Lummy's
birthday.
It is.
Again, birthday month.
Jesus. Mm-hmm. I mean,
he's really being a princess about it.
Yeah, yeah you are. You're being a real fucking
I set this $199 up.
Well,
for the 15th.
Mommy.
What?
You had a big birthday soiree. You had a fucking on-air Friday deal. You had a Monday deal. You had a Sunday deal.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy Clevis?
I really wish I was Jimmy Clevis. Big dong, thick, rugged, rich.
Zillionaire.
I think that might be Babyface.
This is Babyface?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hey, Bubba.
Hey, Babyface. Got my calendar right here. First of all, do you want to do... First of all,
and just so you know, Brian, you are on the air.
Yeah, we're on the air.
Just so you know,
he knows.
I know, but
I do not consent.
See you later, buddy.
Oh Jesus!
I mean, I can't go any further at that point legally. Right, Blitz? I mean, legally.
Well, thankfully, he's calling back.
Okay. Hello.
No, it ain't Adam Swallows or whatever his name was. But Lummy, you gonna have a birthday party bash at the Hard Rock for yourself, or no? The kids cutting into that.
Yeah, the kids cut into the Hard Rock days, buddy.
No, like my birthday's passed, so no, I'm not going to be going to the Hard Rock for my birthday.
I got to get back to Brian. Wait, listen, if you're going to be a smartass like that, I got to go, you know?
Totally joking, man.
Legally, I cannot be responsible. I mean, you know, when you tell me I do not consent, I gotta go, my friend.
I'm teasing. I consent
I'm
to
all about,
recording
I'm no longer in the recording, the illegal recording business. Used to be. Got me a lot of trouble. Now, would you want to do our first episode of I'm Right and You're Left, I mean Wrong, or whatever the fuck we're calling it, Thursday? Or are you busy Thursday?
Let me look and see. You're thinking lunchtime, right?
Yeah. I'm thinking like, 12.
Yeah, I can do it.
We could go like 12 to 1?
Sure.
12 to 1, baby face. I just write that down on my face. I mean, now, Lummy, I think Felix the Cat sent us... like an opening or something. Did you see that?
Yeah. I believe you had the email on it too.
I did. But okay. What I'm saying is, can you get that to Red?
Yep.
All right. Blitz, can you set me up a 2-camera deal for Thursday at noon?
Sure.
Babyface, I'm assuming you sit in the position that you always sit in. You know.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Dan's deal. And yes.
The chair Dan shares with me. Yes.
Right. Now, what are you looking for, Regina? And you? What dates do you got for me?
Well, what's your availability like, man? We work around you, buddy.
Well, no, buddy. I work around solely Regina Hunter. I'm afraid of that woman. I love her. Her husband is my messiah. So, you know, she's, you know, very much important. So what's Regina's schedule say?
Looks like she's open the 21st, next Thursday.
Perfect.
You sure?
Have you talked to her?
No, I'm asking you, Bubba.
Yeah, I mean, the 28th actually would be better for me. Can you look?
I mean,
that's Zoe's birthday.
I'm saying Thursdays. I don't know about Thursdays, right?
No, not that's a one-off.
Okay.
I mean, I'll.
Okay. Perfect. Then the 21st would work then?
It may not a one-off, but not every. So, yeah,
you
let's
got another,
go.
Baby face coming in, a new baby face in my place.
Yeah, good one.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding, Brian.
I actually got Brent Hatley coming in to co-host this Thursday.
Wow. That's a big get.
That's a big get. And, you know, based on how he does, we may have Brent back every once in a while. But
Because Brent was promoting it a different way, so.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll make sure I talk to Brent.
Yeah.
So, the 21st.
21st would work.
21st works. Gina and Brian. And that's not to be confused with me and you.
This Thursday.
12 to 1. I'm right. You're wrong. Left. Slash. No, it's.
I know.
I think it goes I'm right. You're wrong. Slash left. Or do you want it to be I'm right. You're left. Slash wrong?
No. It's wrong with the X through it and then left written above it.
In blue.
Know.
In blue.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I got a lot of questions with politically for you, but I'm going to save them for that show because I don't want to, like, you know, exhaust them all right here.
No, why waste our load right now, man?
Right, like, and are you going to come here and really make me look stupid, or you know, I mean, seriously, because I'm not nearly as smart as you.
I will tell you this right now.
I'm a common man.
I won't do that.
I'm a common man.
I won't do that to you. Now, what you do to you is up to you.
Oh, no.
Well, that's a trap,
Bubba.
Right.
He's
there.
He's putting it on you already.
Yeah, but here's the deal.
That's a motherfucking trap.
I'm right. You're wrong slash left. The host is a common man, and the left is an uptight fucking smart snowflake.
Snowflake lawyer.
Just like reality. Just like the real world.
No,
that's
not at all like the real world, actually.
Kinda. I represent a certain portion of the right. Yeah, the hard-working fucking get-her-done guys out there that are running, you know. And then there's also right-leaning guys like Blitz that are fucking brilliant and Dan, you know. But there's also people like me and Lummy that are hard-working motherfuckers.
That's right.
We're not quite as dolty as Hootie Who, but we're the next rung up.
Let's hope not.
So to speak. And Anna is a libertarian.
Thank you.
Blitz, you're kind of a libertarian too, aren't you?
I definitely am.
Yeah. I think I'm more of a libertarian.
Oh, now you're all on the libertarian train.
Well, Anna, honest to God, I'm not right. I'm way more libertarian.
Well, that's what your whole podcast is about.
You lie in entertainment.
Oh. Yeah.
Remember earlier today?
I can't say I'm libertarian.
The dog didn't poop, then the dog pooped?
I can't.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Show is not going to go anywhere if it's called I'm Libertarian and You're Wrong / Left.
Right.
That's, nobody's going to fucking listen to that shit. But they're going to listen to I'm Right, You're Wrong / Left all day.
I think pretty much everyone on the show is libertarian.
Yeah, I'm the kind of guy that thinks you should take your hand. You know, again, Brian, I'm the guy that thinks you should be
Brian
able to.
Brian is somewhat too.
I should be able to take my 18-year-old girlfriend while I'm smoking a joint to the abortion clinic with my gun.
I don't know if that's the.
No, that's me.
Not state motto. What am I trying to say? Their
libertarian motto.
Yeah, their main mantra.
Well, it should be because that's about everybody that I know. Dan's that way. Blitz is that way. Anna, you're that way. I don't know.
Well, you have, so there's varying degrees of libertarian as well. I mean, let's be clear. There's those that don't think the government should be involved in anything.
Sure.
Building roads? Nope.
Let me Wi-Fi.
Fire department? Nope. They think all of that stuff should be private.
There's a lot of range. There's with any political party.
Lakeland Hoosier 5.
Thank you.
50
Does
bucks.
Get sniped?
No.
No. He that's $100.
You have half. That's a half snipe.
Yeah, you got a half snipe. You got winged. No, I mean, so the true libertarian thinks that government shouldn't be involved in any way, shape, or form.
I mean, there's people that are Democrat, they're super left, and Democrats that are, you know, pretty a little bit more moderate. So obviously, there's range within any political party.
If you were to take the far libertarian position,
sure. I mean, they're almost like anarchists.
The government really only exists to provide a common defense and nothing else. That's it. Everything else is taken care of by the free market and by business, essentially.
Right.
You want a road leading to your business? Build it yourself. You want electricity to your business? Figure it out. Like, that's like the ultra libertarian
mindset.
That's stupid.
But if you take the extreme from anything, like it's ridiculous.
What do you consider yourself? Moderate libertarian? I mean, moderate liberal?
Me? Yeah. I would be a moderate in today's age. I'm almost a damn near a centrist. With everybody becoming so.
But don't you think that that's really hurting the Democratic Party as extreme as it's getting, and the fact that it's not
both sides are being hurt by it.
Yeah,
both sides are being hurt by it, and it's all being driven by social media. I mean, that's one area I think we'll agree on. The solution is a bitch, but I think that's one portion of it that we'll agree on. I mean, we are all being turned into extremists, whether we like it or not, just by our consumption.
By virtue of what
media.
You're not, I feel like, is what you're driven by. You're like, well, I'm not that, so I must be this.
And what sucks is the fact that social media is a root of a lot of the majority of this issue, and social media in itself isn't fair, and the fact that they pick and choose as to who can participate. I mean, that's fucked up. That's bullshit. You got to admit that, Brian. Come on.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, they are so a libertarian approach is.
No,
that
I'm just talking about a fucking straight down the middle fair approach.
Hold on,
no,
I know. Brian, go ahead.
But a libertarian approach is that they're companies and they're free to do whatever they want and
serve whatever they want.
That's why. I agree.
And just like the baker who doesn't want to bake a cake for the gay couple getting married, the libertarian would be all for that position.
Yep.
They're a private business. They should be able to do what they want.
Totally agree.
The government shouldn't be able to tell them.
Right.
Just like Twitter and Facebook. They're a private corporation that nobody should be able to telling them what is and isn't on their site.
Yep.
The marketplace of ideas will work itself out.
I agree with that. I do. I really do. I just think it's shitty. I agree.
Oh, yeah.
I just think it's shitty.
That's like what Brian was saying, that the couple that wouldn't bake a cake for the gay couple. Like, you should be allowed to not have to do that. You're also stupid for not doing it. If they're paying, who cares? But you should be allowed to say no.
I agree with that platform. Unfortunately, with things like social media, there's a few huge monopoly, so there's really no other game in town, which makes it a little bit more complicated. But in essence, I do agree. You know, if Twitter is a company and has its own rules and regulations, it should be able to, impose those rules and regulations on anyone they want.
I want to start a fucking Twitter service called Wide Open, and you can just do what the fuck you want.
That there is. It's called 8chan.
Oh. Okay.
Brian's for a website.
Where he meets all his friends.
Where he
Exchange
meets
ideas.
All his friends.
Yeah.
There's so many questions I want to ask you, but I can't because it'll get into our show and itself.
No, this is great. This is a good teaser for it. Let's get him, half his and get him to the completion on Thursday, you know?
Yeah, let's do that, my friend.
I can't wait to hear the pre-show tomorrow for the first hour and a half.
What do you mean?
Well, it used to be called the Lummy Sports Show, but...
Oh,
you're such a shit stirrer. I hate you.
Yeah, people in chat.
Such a shit stirrer.
That's people in chat yesterday or last week, they were like, okay, is this the Lummy pre-show?
You know what? I'm going to not even... See, a lot of times, because I live so close now,
yeah,
I'm here a lot more.
Sure, you were cutting stuff before their show.
Yeah, and I was cutting commercials before the show.
Yeah.
And I changed... I mean, I do more stuff out back. Actually, yesterday, Lummy, I mowed the back.
Yeah.
Yes, I did. Yeah. And so I do stuff. So when they're here doing their show, sometimes I just like to sneak on in.
Right.
Yeah,
that'd
be like if the quarterbacks outside of Tom Brady at one of the OTCs were throwing the ball, and then Tom Brady stepped. He wasn't supposed to be there, but Tom Brady happened to be there.
Yeah.
And he's like, motherfucker, let me throw a couple.
Right.
Well, fuck. You think that? You think Trask tells Tom, no, you're not scheduled to be on this fucking deal?
Right.
No.
And when will we ever, how else would we have learned about Jason Kumho or whatever his name was, the tight end or the wide receiving sensation that is the reason why the Packers haven't won the Super Bowl the last three seasons?
Or any other team?
No, you mean Jake Kumara?
Yeah.
Whatever his name was.
I think Brian's clowning you, Baba.
He
don't let him do this to you.
Jake Kumara, former journeyman of the NFL,
Jake Kumara,
who Aaron Rodgers loves, is available. He just got cut from Buffalo. He's 32. You watch. How much do you want to bet that he's at training camp?
Good job, Brian.
How much do you want to bet? You want to put a $10 bill on it?
I'll put a $10 bill on it.
No, let's do lunch.
Okay.
Because I really liked when we lunch at the Brick House.
Because I like lunch.
Because
we need to start doing our lunches as a Facebook Live or YouTube Live.
Yeah, that was fun
thing.
When we did that.
That's fun.
You mean talking about me and you?
Yeah, I'll take the crew out for lunch and we can do that.
Mm-hmm.
Live?
Live. We'll do
remember,
it live.
Remember when we did that once or twice?
We did
Tate's one time.
And then we did World of Beer.
Was it live?
Yeah.
I don't even remember.
Tate's
that.
We went live, I think, but...
Have you been to Tate's yet, Brian?
I haven't.
Are you into Italian?
You haven't been there?
Are you into Italian stuff?
Yeah, I'm into Italian stuff.
I mean, like, linguine and,
I think he knows.
ravioli, lasagna,
like spaghetti?
Like what's your Italian go-to?
Like beefaroni?
like raviolis, spaghettios? What is your go-to Italian?
I love a good eggplant parm.
Oh, I wish you would have said like lo mein or
Little
some
Caesars.
Elkhart Rub, 25 on the cash.
It's hard to do a good eggplant parm, though, man. It's not an easy dish to pull off well without being just like a pile of wet slop.
Yeah, well, let me tell you something. Dave Tate, also known as the Dark Match.
James Taylor.
I see fire and I see rain. He kills his eggplant
parm. He's just fucking baller pizza.
And their wings are good, too.
And his brother's a Dark Match Imus, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. His actually, Mark Tate, I got a new name for him. If Leif Garrett wouldn't have gotten on heroin and aged gracefully, it would. That's Mark Tate. He's kind of a cool-looking, if Leif Garrett wouldn't have turned to heroin kind of deal. Has anybody seen a picture of Danny Bonaducci?
Looks fucking horrible.
Oh, my God.
Why was he in the news recently? Something came up.
Because he had some kind of health scare, and then
he took like
a year off. He was,
yeah.
He's
How is he
big,
still alive?
He's this big radio guy for iHeart in Seattle. He's kind of like the Bubba the Love Sponge in Seattle. Danny Bonaducci.
Is he like a sports guy? Or?
No, he's just like, you know.
Morning guy, right?
Like us. Like,
yeah, he
you
looks
know,
bad.
Lifestyle. And he got sick.
He's
62.
He had a stroke, right?
Walk.
Did you see the picture of him, Brian?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Let me, you guys could send me a picture. We could put that up on Facebook without a violation.
He looks as thick and as rugged as me now.
No, you could fucking completely kick his ass. He looks like a bag of bones, poor little guy.
Yeah, no, he's not doing well.
I had him on the show back in the day. Let me do
a couple times.
Yeah.
He was jacked for a while.
No, yeah,
he was a cool guy. Yeah,
when he was doing that reality show, and has actually showed him injecting testosterone, like he was taking on steroids and stuff like that.
Yeah, I wonder what all of his health problems now are related to.
Drugs.
You think?
Yeah. I always, man, talking about the Partridge Family, I used to jack off to that Susan Day. Remember her? Was that her name?
A little before my time.
Yeah. Am I the only old timer that jacked off to Susan Day?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, we don't know who she is.
Let me give me a
Susan Day.
Give me
D-E-Y.
It's whoever the oldest sister on the Partridge Family was.
Susan D-E-Y. Yeah, she's steamy.
Oh, I mean, back then when I was 9 and 10,
she has those eyes.
She's
almost 70,
and she's kind of like that brunette conservative, you know, look that I like, you know. Lummy high and dry, looking for a motherfucker.
I was getting
Susan
I know you wanted today's picture. I was getting a side by side.
No, I was getting like, get me like when she was in the Partridge Family, and I was jerking my meat to her. That's kind of what I'm looking for.
Man, I wish she was my cousin.
You think I'm jerking off to 70-year-olds now, Lummy?
But it was a side by side, so you can see what she looks like now.
Jesus,
she's a solid. She's 69 now.
Yeah.
This is what I was jerking to, right? And look at that little kind of that Linda Ronstadt like little gap teeth Madonna gimmick going on.
I got you there.
I'll tell you, she aged well too, man. She didn't look bad. I don't know how old this photo is of her, but she didn't look terrible.
Is it the side by side?
I don't want the side by side. I want when she was at her hottest on the Partridge Family. I wasn't.
She was 12. I want her at her hottest when she was 12.
All right, I'll
no,
get
I don't
12.
Think she was ever 12. I think that when she
started,
she
was never 12.
Pretty certain she was 12 at some point, buddy.
No, I'm saying. I'm saying that when she was on the Partridge Family, I'm thinking that she was like 16 or something.
I think she was over 18 the entire time she was on the Partridge Family, 17 to 18. So you're good.
Yeah, I think she started like towards the end of her when she was 17.
Look at that.
Almost 18.
Now, let me find me like the last season of Partridge Family, because she looks a little. She got hotter. I think the Partridge Family was only around for a couple years.
4 years, I think.
Yeah, it wasn't around for long. It wasn't, and then was it Scott? What was the cat? David Cassidy was
he's dead, right? Or no?
No, he's alive. He's alive. Oh,
hey.
No, he's dead.
Hey,
he
died, right?
Yeah, he died. Yeah,
did
David
Cassidy die?
Yeah, he did.
2017.
David Cassidy died on November 21st, 2017, in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, USA.
He did.
He was 67 years old.
It was around when Tom Petty died, I remember, I think.
Was he an alcoholic? I think he was an alcoholic. I think I had him on the air one time.
Hospitalized with liver and kidney failure.
Went
to a medically induced coma. Kept him stable until a liver became available for transplant, but he died of liver failure before he could get the transplant.
Wow. Isn't that usually from alcoholism? Usually?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Liver cirrhosis, yeah.
He filed for bankruptcy in 2015.
He had been really abusing alcohol. And he admitted it publicly in 2008.
Anna, I want you to show Bubba 199 with this outfit. Is that kind of cute or no?
No, Bubba.
Oh.
Not even a
this
little.
This isn't a cute little outfit, like
maybe
if you were going out. Like going out
in 65, but it's not 1965.
You couldn't go to the Pride Festival with that?
I mean, you could. You could do whatever you want, but.
That's way too much clothes to the Pride Festival.
Yeah. Oh. Take off the pants and the jacket, just the shirt will do.
You know, just the laces.
Yeah.
Like, that's what you see there.
All right, well, yeah, he's dead, she's 69, and he's have you sent me the picture of Danny Bonaducci yet?
I thought they had that. I was looking at Susan Day.
Somebody needs to get me.
They've seen it.
Nobody's seen it. Our fans haven't seen it. I'm referring to a fucking
I know, I
picture.
Thought the people that were looking at it.
Let's see.
I thought
who
the
you
people
talking, what are you talking
were,
about? Yeah, people are looking at it.
Lummy, just give me
honestly,
the
she
here,
was
here,
looking
here,
at
here,
I was
here,
looking
here,
at Susan
on.
Day. I thought she was sending
it. No, I'm.
Oh, look at Susan Day in a bikini. I could see where you're coming from.
Get that to
from,
me Lummy. God, you fucking buffoon.
Well, that's why I'm looking up. I only have one thing.
Hold on here. Oh.
No?
Wow,
Danny Bonaducci. He's looking good.
No. There are freckles on the gut.
Is there freckles? Oh,
what?
Yeah. I think that's sand.
Freckles on the gut.
Oh.
What's wrong with some freckles on
the
gut?
The Susan Day bikini shots aren't bad at all.
See, that's what I was saying. Yeah, so I sent them, Brian.
Yeah.
Hold on. The one piece? The white one piece?
Yeah, but not when she's soaking wet. Like when
no, I didn't
not.
Send him the soaking wet one.
Yeah.
It was dry on her knees.
I sent you.
Get ready for Bubba to walk up and just plunge her in the mouth.
She's too old for you there, Bubba? What's the problem?
Hold on.
Yeah, that's him now.
Here's... Oh, hold on.
On the
left. Damn it, I lost
Are you
it.
Mad at me?
No, I'm not mad at anybody other than I'm so fucking technically...
I'll send it right now.
...art out. And all these fucking screens popping up. I got to manage all this bullshit. Got to manage you. Keep it funny. Yeah. Keep baby
there you
face
go.
On the
That's a good
phone.
One.
Yeah, this is...
Oh, God.
Oh, dark God.
Oh, yeah, this is Danny Bottaducci. Like, look at the poor cane. Guy. Looks like his body shrunk and his head grew. You notice how the older you get, it seems like your head gets bigger.
He looks 90 in that picture.
How old is he?
62.
He's only a few years older than me. I'm aging good as fuck.
Yeah.
You are.
Compared to this
Nailing
guy.
Nailing it.
Gingers don't age well, though.
They don't?
Mm-hmm. Sorry, Rhett.
They don't. No, find me an old ginger.
Rhett looks 40.
Looks
He's like
great.
Still, like, 24?
Yeah. Rhett's 24, but he looks 40.
The filthy.
The filthy. So, I got...
That's all right.
I got you tomorrow... I'm sorry. Thursday at noon. We'll go live on Facebook and YouTube. And it'll also be a podcast as well. And we got Felix the Cat to build us a little opening. Have you seen the opening yet, Brian?
No, I have not. Can you run it? Let's tease it here.
Lummy, can you send me the opening, love? Or is that way too complicated?
Come on, honey. Send it up.
Sweetie.
No, Bubba.
You called me love, and that's got me fucked up right now.
I've
got my dick's hard because you called me love. So it's, I don't know. how to react with you calling me love. Do you love me?
I love you,
Brian bro. Says, Lummy's still busy trying to cut up the audio from the football picks.
Oh, shut up. Leave him alone.
He said he'll get it done this week. It's just there's one thing that's been slowing him down.
Yeah, I'm looking for Lummy.
His laziness.
Shit. Poor guy.
But you got to admit, I've been cutting shit up right and left lately.
I know you have.
Fuck, I was in here today. I got in here today. Laid down two, edited two.
I've been fucking cutting up stuff too. Get the fuck out of here, Brian.
Well,
Jesus Christ.
Where's my
people? I'm fucking trying to get it, Papa. You're
Come
like,
on,
let
me
fucking thing. It's not even done. We asked him to redo it. Jesus Christ. Show me fucking what's your name at 12. Show me this at 21. Why have you done this? Go find Felix and Cassie. I don't have it sitting on my fucking thing. My computer's running slower than shit.
Are you being
I got Brian in the background.
Are you
no, Brian. Have you heard me what I said about fucking
I feel
Brian?
As if you're being adversarial to
yeah,
me.
Yeah, because fucking Brian over there is like, oh, I'm
lazy. Blame me.
Cry
if you
had
gotten the Felix the Cat thing, we wouldn't be on this still.
Fuck off, Brian. He's fixing the damn thing. It's done right. I don't have it sitting on my fucking screen.
I'll find it, Jesus.
He mentioned it earlier. You should have had it. A good co-host
oh,
would have had
God.
It pulled up.
Oh,
waiting.
Fuck you, Brian.
You're right, buddy. You're right. So I'm going to go ahead and find it. I'm going to go ahead and get
I'll
it.
I'll just make one real quick.
Hold on here. I'm trying to find it here. Okay, hold on. Boom, I might have it. Let me, how, what's this world coming to when I have to find, oh, I got it. Let me, how bad is it if I had to go get what you were looking for
and
your job specifically? Find, oh, I got it. Oh, I got it.
Okay. I still have Lummy, found how bad what I'm is looking it? For.
All right.
Make a song out of it.
What are you, YouTube, motherfucker? All right, here we go. Brian, here's Blitz. You can play this.
Yeah.
You can play this. This is our new. This is our opening to our new series.
It's the wrong your.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
That almost makes... Felix, are you that fucking stupid? For real.
He's working on it, brother.
All right. You're wrong. Not R apostrophe, not apostrophe R-E, as in you are, as in possession, your. As in you own wrong. I'm right. You're wrong. Felix, you fucking...
No, you're wrong.
Don't.
Oh, shit.
Lummy, is that what we're working on?
We only got four words on the
yeah,
fucking screen.
Yeah, we told him, so. I hate but yeah.
What,
whatever.
Are you mad now? Are you
I'm really fucking
annoyed
with
that.
I'm really annoyed with Brian.
What are you
so.
Full hot on? What are you hot on?
Because he just fucking bitches.
What are you
fucking know.
What are you hot on, kid?
Brian.
For what?
Let me ask Brian where his jersey's at.
Yeah, where's your jersey at, Brian? So, you know, a fan went out, bought it, got it custom made for you, and you fucking pissed all over the fan.
Brian,
and pretty much said, fuck off, fan.
Brian, a fan provided you with a really high dollar.
And he says a vomit rag.
And you took a shit on it?
I didn't take a shit on it. My daughter vomited on it. There's a big difference.
She didn't vomit. I was just vomiting on your floor.
She vomited,
the only shirt you wanted to use was
a rag and threw it out the window.
Brian, is it salvageable?
He threw it out the window.
He threw it out the window.
I didn't throw it out the window. I left it on the side of the road.
Brian.
I know where it is if I want to go back and get it.
And that was probably a couple $100 jersey.
Yeah,
it was not a couple hundred dollar jersey.
I talked to Nick.
It was not.
Yes.
It was probably $50 back.
That's $50 of hard-earned money from my fans.
And I'll pay Nick back the money if he wants it.
Is it Nick the Gun Guy?
Yeah.
Poor Nick the Gun Guy.
He's a nice guy. What a great fan.
And I am always there for Nick when he needs me, and he knows that. And I apologized about it, and I said I would pay for a replacement.
Blitz, like I'm a big Aaron Rodgers fan. Mm-hmm. So if I would send Aaron Rodgers a gift, and he would end up using it to clean up his child's pew. And throw it on the side of the road. I would feel fucking like fuck him.
Oh,
what do you think?
I would boycott
Howard Stern did with your Bubba the Bubba Army ring. Come on, man.
Oh wow, Brian.
I'll tell you what. Howard Stern is. We communicate at least once a month, and we're great friends. And he showed me a picture of it on his desk, motherfucker.
Yeah, ask to see another one with today's newspaper.
You know what? I don't know. I may cancel this show Thursday. You're going to fuck with me, and I'm going to get so mad.
I'm not fucking with you.
And it's just not going to work out. It's just not going to work out, buddy. We need to stay friends.
You're Dutch Howard, babyface. You should know
that. Let's try it once. Let's see how it goes. I have a feeling all you have to do is go to the phones a few times, and they're going to come at me, bro. It's not going to be – you're going to be in a good position on
this
show.
Me,
I'm going to be the one –
call me bro.
He broed you. He broed you.
Did you just call me bro?
Sure did.
Come on, bro. Don't call me bro. I'm your buddy. I'm your friend.
You're my dude, or you're my bro?
I'm your
friend. Don't call me friend, pal.
Don't call me friend, buddy. Don't call me buddy, pal.
Friend guy.
Don't call me guy, friend. Don't call me friend guy. Have you seen the new Beavis and Butthead movie? Supposedly it sucks.
I have not because I knew it was going to suck. You said this morning that it's so funny.
It's great.
I watched the trailer. It's stupid as fuck.
Have you guys seen the new Beavis and Butthead movie? Supposedly it's great. And now that you see the trailer, supposedly it
sucks.
Everyone says it sucks.
Have you?
You know, at least
what are you, what are you
Bubba,
watching?
At least Bubba changed his opinion based upon what he saw.
Right. Now, what are you doing? Like, what are you watching? Are you watching? Like, I'm watching the Old Man with Jeff Bridges and John Lithgow right now. What are you watching?
Supposedly, it's good.
I'm finishing up season 3 of The Boys on Amazon.
What is that?
Oh, it's awesome, Bubba. You would fucking love it.
Oh, is it a Marvel thing?
It's not a Marvel thing.
I don't like cartoon shit.
It's not cartoon shit. So the premise is there is this group of crime-fighting superheroes, right?
Hold on, we watched the trailer, Bubba.
But they're actually, like, most of them are bad guys, and they're not good people, and it shows who they really are in their lives. Look, I'm not describing it in any way, giving it justice. It is one of the best shows on
TV. The Filthy's over here saying, this is all wrong.
What?
Yeah,
the Filthy watches it, and he says, you gotta stop.
I just don't think that was a good hook to try and get Bubba interested.
Why don't you try?
I wasn't giving a hook. I was trying to describe the show.
No, I got you. I'm not.
It's about corruption, corporate corruption.
But I don't like cartoons.
It's not a cartoon.
And it's not cartoony. First of all, it is gory as all hell. When there's deaths, there are gruesome deaths.
Yeah, it's pretty gnarly.
Does it show any TNA?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. All right. Good
that's
stuff.
You got to hook them with that.
Yeah,
not,
a lot of TNA.
Are there titties?
And the girl that plays Starlight, Erin Moriarty or whoever her name is, she's smoking.
Listen, I don't know if I can watch a show where a guy's laser beaming out of his real eyes.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, it's realized.
Like you're saying, oh, it's not fucking cartoonist. Well, I'm not going to play this blitz because I'll get in violation.
Okay.
But I think we could probably show this still.
You just got to play it on
Twitch because it's Amazon.
We're
not on Twitch, you stupid fuck.
All you got to do is watch the first 10 minutes of the first episode and you'll know if you like it or not.
You don't even know where we are or how
we're
doing.
I'm watching you right now on Facebook. All I said was you can play it on Twitch, I thought.
Okay, we'll save it for tomorrow.
But I'm not on Twitch, bitch. I'm on motherfucking Facebook and YouTube. Both would be a violation. Okay?
Violation.
So this still image that I'm being blitz. Blitz has got me conditioned to know what will fly and not fly.
Mm-hmm.
And just playing this right here but in a still image, no sound, other than was fine. And that right there is all I need to see. I don't want to watch a fucking show that's got a guy that can laser beam shit out of his eyes. That's not believable.
Oh, you need to believe everything you see?
Well, like, hold on. What is this guy? What powers has he got? You know, super eye fucking fireman?
Well, the guy you're showing actually doesn't really have superpowers.
So,
what's his eyes?
Blitz got a 5 million candle flashlight into his eyes? Like, what's going on?
No, he took a special formula that gave him 24-hour power.
Oh, my God.
Like Mario Kart.
Brian, you know
there's
what
so
I'm,
much
I'm,
more.
I'm
it's,
so
it's
into
a drama.
Like,
you're like, you guys are getting caught up on the part that's the superhero part, which is only a small portion of the show.
But I don't like any fucking part of superheroes.
He's not a superhero. He took a superhero potion.
Baby, don't watch it.
Well, you told me I had to. I said, give
no,
me
I
a...
No, I didn't.
You were yelling him to watch it.
Yeah.
No, motherfucker. You said, you're going to love this. You're going to like this, Bubba. You verified and endorsed it.
Okay.
You did. You hard-sold it.
You said, I guarantee
you
I'll give you $1,000.
Don't watch it. Don't watch it.
Bubba, here's the hot chick he was talking about, too. Erin, what's her name?
Moriarty.
Maybe I'll see it. Maybe I'll watch it. Do they show her?
A lot?
She's not all that.
She's not
Bubba's
type.
Let me see.
She's not all that.
I think she's pretty.
She looks like a young girl.
What?
I mean, she's a 25-year-old girl.
But she doesn't look like, you know, she's not as cute as the blonde cowgirl on 1883. Oh, no. What? That's the hottest bitch.
This chick is 28.
She doesn't look that at all.
She looks 40 right there.
She got too skinny in
season
3.
That's a hard pass right there.
Yeah. Well, you have very exacting standards, Bubba. I'm sorry.
Lummy, send me the blonde bitch from 1883.
Elsa Denton?
They killed her man. Yeah.
Indian? Native American?
Well, no, I think they killed her. They killed her. They shot her.
I don't have to watch the show.
They killed her.
Not that I was going to watch it. But.
This bit. Girl looks good. Erin Moriarty looks good there.
Yeah.
Right there. Like, she looks fucking hot there.
Is that the chick from House of Cards or no?
From what?
House of Cards, but she was a redhead.
No, that's a different.
You know what I'm talking about? Kind of similar.
Yeah,
look.
The girl gets killed off, the reporter in the first season.
Yeah, in the first episode, train style.
Lily, where's my fucking?
I sent the link.
My 1883
twice.
Bitch.
I sent out the whole all her pictures.
Oh yeah, now this bitch is straight fire. Look at that.
But she's not in the show anymore.
She took a lick.
She looks. In some picture, she looks like Jennifer Lawrence, who's dropped it gorgeous.
Yeah, she does look like Jennifer Lawrence.
Oh, right there.
I think Jennifer Lawrence is hotter.
Is Jennifer Lawrence getting old? Is she getting hotter as she gets older?
I don't know.
She's a smoke show just with her personality adds up.
I'll tell you the all-time smoke show, Brian, and I guarantee you we don't agree on much, but I guarantee you that you'll agree on this one. The all-time smoke show. Now, I don't think that she's this pretty now. Was the blonde on The Wolf of Wall Street that played...
Oh, the Australian show.
Margot Robbie.
Yes.
Oh, Robbie,
She's now since had a kid and been married, and she might be 50 now, but
yeah.
I'm just
still
saying...
Hot.
Margot Robbie, right?
Yeah.
Margot Robbie.
Not Marco.
Now, send me her Wolf of Wall Street. Now, do you agree, Brian, when she was in Wolf of Wall Street, that was about...
Teddy bear, and she does the thing with the leg.
That was about as hot as it gets, period, in life.
Yeah,
and she's 32.
Right now, Marco Rubio is?
Yeah, Marco Rubio.
Marco Rubio.
He's
fucking
high.
Marco Rubio. Fucking Marco. Hold on. This is her and Wolf of Wall Street.
Whoa.
Look at that.
And you don't even like blondes.
All these chicks are blonde.
I know. I don't like blondes for the most part, but a few of them I can go for. Well, like, look at that. Oh. Did that do it for you, Brian? Marco Rubio and the Wolf of Wall Street?
Yeah, Marco Rubio in Wolf of Wall Street. The Australian. Australian. Amazing.
Now, what's Marco Rubio look like nowadays? Like, what is she
hot?
She's
still hot. Nothing much has changed.
But Wolf of Wall Street's how old? Like 15 years old?
No.
10?
No.
Something like that.
10 years old?
Show me a modern day picture, Lovey, of Marco Rubio just so I can see how she stacks up.
The first picture is from 2020, so I'm looking for 2022
right
exact. Yeah.
Oh, she kind of looked like she.
She's married to a British film producer.
Tom Ackerley.
Yeah.
Here's 2022, Bubba, the first couple pictures.
He's like a good-looking dude. He looks like a cross between Bradley Cooper and Gronk.
Right here?
Yeah.
Is that from this year?
2022.
That's okay. You're right. She's still fucking held up. That's good.
She's
that's
32. She shouldn't be gone yet.
Right. It's
a miracle.
Shut
he's rich like, and 32.
Me and Blitz got tough age standards, buddy.
Right.
Well, I know Blitz does. 18 to 18 and a half, right, Blitz?
Yeah, well, maybe not quite that old,
18
but yeah.
Until you turn 21. At 21, right. My birthday 17 present,
in some states.
My present to you is I'm dumping you on your 21st. You're too old.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Just like the great Dan Diaco said when he married his wife at the ceremony.
What did he say?
My wife is 20. My current wife is 20. My second wife's in middle school, and my third wife ain't born yet.
Yeah.
Class act, my friend.
Class act.
Brian's keeping his mouth shut. Right.
Brian said the same thing during his wedding.
Brian, can you ever see yourself, you know, divorcing your
dumping
wife?
Dumping your wife for someone hotter and younger?
Yeah, like you're, like Brian. let's say that you raise your child. How old is your kid now?
Four.
All right, so like, 14 years from now, the kid's 18. She's going off to college. That puts your wife at what? 14 years from now?
She's 52.
So 52. And you're probably what? Relatively the same?
I will be in 14 years. I will be 54.
All right. So you're 54. She's 52. The kid's going to, where your kid going to go? Florida State? Florida?
I don't know. Wherever. Who gives a shit?
Well, yeah, but she goes. Needless to say, she's going to go to college. And all of a sudden, you got this little 22-year-old, 23-year-old sniffing around the law firm, you know, wanting to, and she looks like Margot Robbie, and she wants to go fucking crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Would you? Hell yeah.
I'm too smart to fall for that trick.
Oh, well, I'm not. I'm dumb, and I've fell for it more than once, my friend. It's why you got money, and I'm fucking stupid and have you on my show for a Thursday.
You pay for a night or two. You don't hook up with it and leave it around, hanging around.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
I like
that. Yeah. You use it and lose it. You don't keep it around.
You don't buy
it around your office.
Like the great Gary Grubb says, if it fucks, flies, or floats, it's cheaper to rent it.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Flies or floats.
If it fucks, flies, or floats, it's cheaper. Don't buy.
Right.
Rent.
Right.
What's up?
He's 100% right on that. Yeah. But no, I mean, I love my wife.
What's the saying again?
If fuck flies or floats, it's better to rent.
I'm having trouble hearing. Yeah. Can you say that again?
Yeah, no problem. If it fucks flies and floats,
it's
better
cheaper
to
rent. It's better to rent it. Don't buy the fucking cow when the milk is for free, bitch.
She do new to
hey,
you.
Alexa, have you ever heard the saying, if it fucks flies or floats, it's cheaper to rent it?
Here's something I found on the web. According to everything2.com, like its companion phrase as the crow flies, as the fox runs is used to indicate the travel time from one place to another.
Perfect.
Yeah, as the fox runs.
Sure.
Do you know what the fox say?
Foxes are young and they're running to daddy. Come to daddy.
What?
Have you had any young crickets chirping around you, Bubba, lately?
No, chirp, chirp, chirp. Mm-mm. None.
No?
Yeah.
Sure. What would you do if they did?
Chirp back.
Chirp back.
Yeah.
Tell the merch crick I got a 19-year-old on the hook. You need to fucking chill out.
go do some laps around the block. I'm gonna
go pack and
go
chip
pack and
shit.
My shoes. I just
go
sold.
Give the dog a walk
come
with the electric
then,
bike.
Go give back
clean
go give,
up,
go
clean
take
up my
Bella,
mess.
Go take Bella to Ben T. Davis for a few hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, Brian, did you know Bubba got a new dog?
I got a new dog.
I do. Bella the Black Lab.
Well,
no.
It's a Labrador.
Nobody tell him Bella's full name. And let's see if he'll be able to figure it out by the time he comes onto the show Thursday. That would be.
How would I be able to figure it out?
You have to watch the show, maybe.
Maybe watch the.
Does without saying it, does Lummy know it?
Of course I do.
Okay.
Lummy.
It's ingrained in my brain now.
What, Lummy?
It's ingrained in my brain now.
It's ingrained in there.
It's ingrained already.
What's the initials?
BMC.
No.
BMCC.
Oh, sorry.
Dumb fuck. You didn't know.
Well, I know, Bubba, I know.
I don't want to say it to Brian.
I know, but I just want you to know that I know.
I know you know.
Okay, great. I'm glad you know that I know that
Bella
I know.
Madam Claire Clem.
No. Close.
No. All right. Listen.
Madam.
I forgot the Clem on mine.
Madame Clary.
I forgot the Clem. Let me forgot the motion. Let me.
There's my God.
Fight.
Hold on, what's that, Anna?
Stupid fight.
You're so stupid today, Lummy. Did you take stupid pills?
What the hell, Lummy?
Lummy,
you had 19 things to look up, and you only looked up 17 of them. What the hell's your problem?
Fucking idiot.
God damn.
Right. He's using Bing. That's the problem.
I know.
He gets 5 cents every time he looks something up.
Lummy, what is your Bing residuals a year, honestly?
I got to look at my points. Right now I got $46,980. I think
so
that gives me
$46.
I think I'm almost up to a $50 gift card.
That's fuck awesome. Yeah.
Well, ruining the show. That's great. I'm glad a $50 fucking Target gift card that you could have got from Travis for free is fucking detrimental to the program.
But my Felix thing wasn't because of Bing.
Travis is handing out Target gift cards. I need to get on that train.
He's vice president of Target. He can fucking
do whatever
he
wants. I love Target so much.
All right, Brian.
Target's the best.
Brian, I'll see you, you know, 11:50.
Tomorrow 4 o'clock.
On Thursday.
Tomorrow, 4 o'clock.
Yeah, I got a lot of ancillary shows I'm doing. Maybe I'll get on the big show one of these
Maybe.
Days.
Get on the big show the next Thursday, fucker, on the 21st.
I know. We had talked about something more regular, but that's okay.
Well, it'll come. It'll come, buddy.
Or it won't.
Or it won't.
Yeah, it will or it won't. Either way.
Maybe we'll start doing you on Friday, every other Friday. I'll go Hatley every other Thursday, do you every other Friday. Got Dan in here. Fuck, it's a goddamn circus.
Smorgasbord.
Of humanity.
Yeah. No, I know you got a lot of people pulling at you. I'm not one of those.
Yeah, you are. But anyway, it's okay. I pull at you equal. I lean on you more than you lean on me.
I pull at you equal.
You settle more problems for me than I create for you. Or something like that. I forget.
That's fair.
I'm headed over to Tom Bean's right now, as a matter of fact. Going to probably get my ass ripped.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah.
What did you do now?
Have you seen Tom this morning?
Not today. He was his first day. He should be rested and relaxed, though, because he wasn't pretty much in the office at all last week.
I know. So he's at the cabin. So that could be good or it could be really fucking bad. He's gummed.
I think it'll be good because he does like the cabin. That is a good spot for him.
Which one do you like better, Brian? Do you like their cabin better or their condo?
He wouldn't know. He's never been invited.
I have never been to either.
Really?
You would love the condo.
Yeah, Brian, you would love it.
God.
Let's gush about it.
It's nice.
I just don't impose on people like that.
Right, cool.
Well, we do.
Yeah. So anyway, I will.
Have you been there, Anna?
I have.
Yeah, me too.
How mad are you now?
Yeah, we've all been there. Yeah. Tom gave it to me for a day, which turned into 2 days. And I had Blitz and Lummy and Anna.
Ashley
over on Friday night for a little sunset, you know.
Soiree.
Yeah, a little hottie-totty sunset, you know, cocktail.
Yeah, we spent a couple hours there.
Is that when you messaged me and asked me to look into squatter's rights?
No.
Oh.
So I thought I was only staying one night because Tom.
That's when he moved into his sister's house originally.
Tom texted me like I was supposed to be out like at 2 o'clock on Saturday.
Okay.
Because I think him and Gina were going to come out.
Okay.
But he texted me like at 11 and said, "Hey, we're not going to be able to make it out, so I got to stay another day."
Nice. Awesome.
Yeah. Fuck it. All right, Anna, are you high? What the fuck, bitch?
I'd just like to say also that I looked up
so
everything.
Many people would ask me that.
Bing is number two for best search engines. Okay,
okay, well, what's number one?
Google.
All right. Well, one would think we would use that now, right? All right, Brian, I'll see
I'm smart enough to use the second best, Bubba.
Do you find it frustrating him God, he's the host of your guys' soiree.
He does
a great job hosting, especially when you come in and
especially when you're there,
host.
Brian, is it really that much heat when I come in?
Brian? Brian loves it.
I don't mind it at all.
It's hard
I love
to tell.
It.
Lummy doesn't talk.
I love mixing. What did you say?
It's hard to tell. Lummy can't talk.
What do you mean? I was talking to you with your headphones on.
You know what it is? He gets so nervous when you're around, Bubba, and I don't know why. Like, to this day, he is like a nervous little girl when you come around. And well, I don't get it.
We
don't
you're know sucking why. His dick when he's
you
in there.
So you don't know why.
You're even talking. You're like, bah, gah, 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 bah, bah, gah, 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 gah.
Well, somebody has to do it, Lummy. You're usually his fluffer, and you just sit there like with your mouth open, not knowing what to say or do.
Yeah, someone's got to suck him off.
Yeah, I got to get sucked off. I got to get one of you two are sucking my dick. I mean,
thank God Brent Hatley's going to be in this week, so nobody has to do it.
Whoa.
You're the best, Bubba. What you got it, Bubba. Yep, you're the best.
You know what, Brian? Your show's going to get fucking canceled by Brent. It'll be I'm right, and he's fucking insane.
Hopefully Felix can spell that.
E-N-S-A-N-E. Right,
I got to go. I'm late for Tom.
Yeah.
See you later, B.
All right, take care, guys.
See you, Brian.
Bye, Brian.
You said fuck off, Brian. That's the show. It's a wrap. Fuck it. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
Have fun at Tom Beans.